And now please remain standing as we pray the prayer of invocation. Dear Heavenly Host, we come to you in thankfulness for our hearts and minds and bodies in whatever state they are in. We are so thankful for the green you place in the earth and the warmth that the sun brings to us here in New England at this time of year. We pray that as new life springs all around us, with visible promise of growth in the seeds that you have ultimately provided and planted, that you, who are working to create new life in the hearts of your people, the crown of your glorious creation, will make your presence visibly and tangibly known. Father, we pray this for both those who know you and those who may not know you, that we all might know love beyond understanding, that we all might be able to live peaceably amongst one another in our troubled world. Great and Holy Spirit, help us to spend time practicing what we pray, giving over our anxiety to you habitually. Help us also to yield our frustration over to patience. Heavenly Savior, rain down on this community your bountiful love, so that we may open, like the leaves and the flowers we see all around us, to share life, warmth, and nourishment so generously. Lord Jesus, give us love for today, we pray. Amen. Amen. And now it's time for the hearing of the Word of God. The epistle reading today is taken from 1 Peter chapter 4, 12 through 14, and 5, 6 through 11. And it's found in your pew Bibles on page 184 if you want to follow along, and I will read it. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you are sharing Christ's sufferings, so that you may also be glad and shout for joy when his glory is revealed. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory, which is the Spirit of God, is resting on you. And chapter 5, 6 through 11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. And our gospel reading today is also our sermon text. It is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 12. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The word of the Lord.